blueprint. Whatever you buy, whether it's a television, whether it's a car, it comes with a blueprint that will tell you how you are supposed to use whatever you have bought. Whether, you know, we have the musicians here, when they bought these musical instruments, they were given the manual or the blueprint, how they were supposed to use the instruments. So, just like our God, when he created you and he created me, he created us with a vacuum on the inside of us. Men, whether you understand it, you know it, it doesn't matter. You were created with a hunger on the inside of you to seek and to worship God. And now, when you don't understand that, you will abuse that purpose. Because man was created to worship God. When you look at man, there is a hunger on the inside of him for the presence of God. This is why men, when you look at in the olden days, they had to build calves and idols to worship them. Why? Because there was a hunger on the inside of them. Even today, men, because of that hunger, they are seeking to worship something. It can be your money. You know, it can take the first preference instead of God. It can be your job. It can be your wife. I'm not saying all these things are bad, but when they take the place of God, then it becomes a problem. The scriptures that we have read, we find a woman. I am so glad that we find this woman. She had a hunger on the inside of her. She was an outcast. She was a prostitute. Many people were talking about her behind her back. They were talking stories that were not good because she was a prostitute. And when you look at the scriptures, the Bible tells us she went to the well around midday because there was no other women that would go there to fetch water. Why? Because she was embarrassed. Because she was a prostitute. She was an outcast. But I thank God. The scriptures say God seeks such that are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not you who seeks God. Aren't you glad that God will seek after you to give you a sign that you are supposed to worship me? Now, I want you to picture this scenario. The woman is going to the well. She was surprised. There are many surprises that God is going to give you as you seek after him. She was surprised to find a man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, she was going to a well that was going to dry up. But she met a well that was not going to dry up. A well that was going to satisfy her forever and ever. What am I saying? This woman was going to go to seek water, but she found an answer. I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that because we were created to worship God, at your point of need, Jesus will give you an answer. Just like this woman who went to the well seeking for water. Because she was embarrassed, she didn't want to meet other women. Jesus met her at the point of her need. I'm here to tell you, my brother and my sister, it doesn't matter your status quo. It doesn't matter your background. God is going to meet you at your point of need because you were created to worship God. Let's look at the background of this woman. She was a prostitute. She was an outcast. Now, when you look at her, it's an embarrassment to talk about this woman. But let me show you something amazing about the grace and the love of God. Though she was an outcast, though she was a prostitute, jumping from bed to bed, from house to house, from husband to husband, but he met a man that changed her life forever. I want to show you the love of God. Jesus didn't meet her and started rebuking her. You are a prostitute. You are no good. But Jesus embraced her and said to her, God loves you. For God so loved the world. Actually, the Amplified Bible says, for God greatly loved and greatly prized the world. You are so special to God. This is why even in this season of Advent, in this season of Christmas, we are looking back where God gave us his only son, because you are so special to him. Let no man lie to you and say you are no good. You are of no value. You are of value. You are greatly prized because Jesus died for you. Just like this woman, she was given as a prize. God wants to give you a surprise this season of Christmas, that when you are looking for a well, that you are dried up on the inside of you, you are seeking God to help you, he will appear at the right moment. He will appear with the right words. He will appear with the words of comfort, telling you, you are my son, you are my daughter, I love you. What can I do for you? Remember this woman. I want to show you something that is amazing. Jesus started ministering to her. Because Jesus had seen the need that this woman had. Our pastors, Paul and Lydia, may not know what is within or within the depth of our heart. But God knows. He wants to reach to you. He wants to love you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to uplift you. He wants to give you blessings for you and your family. Why? Because God so greatly loved you, so greatly prized you, so that he gave his only begotten son. That when you believe in him, your life will never be the same again. Let me show you something that is amazing about Jesus. When he ministered to her, because she had a need, Jesus brought her back to her purpose and said, you are supposed to worship God. You are supposed to fellowship with God. Remember, this woman had come to fetch water. The Bible tells us that she left the bucket of water. She ran back into the city. She said, come, I want to show you somebody who has ministered to me, who has given me back my purpose, who has given me back my hope. Come, I will show you somebody. I wish somebody can come to a time where they will meet with God personally, where you will realize your own purpose. I want to show you the goodness of God. Remember, in the book of Genesis, the Bible tells us, after God had created Adam and Eve, that he will come down at the cool of the day to fellowship with them. You see, God longs to fellowship with you. God longs to walk with you. He wants to chat with you. He wants to walk with you on your daily life. He wants you to understand that he loves you. We see God coming down in the cool of the day. When you read Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, he will come down. It wasn't Adam and Eve who were seeking after God. It was God seeking after his own people. Even today, God is seeking after us to fellowship with him, to walk with him. He wants to whisper in our ears and say, I love you, my daughter. I love you, my son. Everything is going to be well. Don't be dismayed. Be of good courage. I'm here for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, because I love you. That was the message Jesus brought to that woman, though she was an outcast. I want to show you something. She was a nobody, because the Bible doesn't tell us her name. She was a nobody. But when she met Jesus, she became somebody. She became somebody who went and ministered to other people who came and saw Jesus. I want you to picture it in your mind. A nobody meeting with Jesus. This is deep love. This is deep love. This is great love for us, humanity, because God loves us. We were a nobody when we were sinners. We were outcasts when we were sinners. But God drew us with his love. Now we are sons and daughters of God. We are called by his names. We are Christians. Why? Because God loved us. He picked us when we were in our day, and he washed us in his own blood. Aren't you glad that God loves you? Aren't you glad that he is seeking after you to fellowship with him, to walk with him? God loves you. Let me tell you, my brother and my sister, there are people out there that don't know what it means to be loved. There are people out there that are outcasts, that are nobodies. But God is seeking for us to worship him. And when we worship him, the Bible says he is going to draw all men unto him. I'm here to challenge you, my brother, in just a few minutes upon this story from this woman who was a nobody. We see the love of God. We see the grace of God. Paul says, I am what I am because of the grace of God. In this Advent, in this season of Christmas, it is a time of love where we celebrate the love of God, where we celebrate God giving us his own son. I want you as a brother, as a sister, to share the love that God has shown you in your life, because God loves you. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You are so quiet. You scare me. But the good news is, you know, when we lose our focus or our purpose of worshiping God, of fellowship with God, the hunger on the inside of us will cause us to seek other things that won't satisfy us. It can be just like this woman. She sought after sex, men after men, from bed to another bed, from house to house, but she was not satisfied. But Jesus drew her attention and said, what you are seeking is not the right thing. What you seek is the water that I'm going to give you, the water that is going to bubble unto everlasting life. You are seeking to worship God, and when you worship God, you are going to be satisfied. Let me draw your attention to Psalms chapter 16 verse 11. When we start worshiping God, the Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, this woman wanted to find joy in sexual intercourse. She wanted to find joy through men, but men cannot give you joy. They can give you happiness. There's a difference between joy and happiness. They can give you happiness that won't last for forever, but when you find joy that is only found in the presence of God, it will last forever. You see, when you read in Nehemiah chapter 8, it was a time when the church of that time were sorrowful. They were so sad. Nehemiah stands up with a wonderful word, with a great word of encouragement. He says, today is not a day of being sorrowful. It is a day where you should celebrate. It is a day where you should be joyful, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. It is only when you find joy in the presence of God, when you are walking with God, that you will find strength. Strength for what, you may ask? Brother Ferreira, what are you saying? Strength for what? Your dreams, they need the strength of God. You see, when you don't have the strength of God, you will not realize your joy, because there is an enemy out there that wants to steal your joy. When he steals your joy, he steals your strength to realize your dreams. He steals your strength for fulfillment, to be satisfied. He steals your strength for your health. Look at people that are sick. You ask Dr. Patterson, she will tell you that when you go to the hospitals, you will find people that are sad. Why? Because the joy, the life, the strength is being saved away by sickness and disease. It is only when we are found in the presence of God that we are filled with the joy of God. We are filled with happiness. We are filled with peace. We are going to rest. Why? Because we are walking with God. Now, let me show you something. Like I said, in the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve committed high treason, when they committed sin, they ran away from God. They took fig trees to cover themselves. Men, when we don't walk with God, you and I, when we don't fellowship with God, when we don't seek after God, we seek other things to satisfy us. But I'm here to challenge you. God is searching for you to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Aren't you going to respond to this call? Just like what the Bible says in John chapter 4 verse 23. He seeks such. God is seeking. He's seeking for you, my sister. He's seeking for you, my brother. He's seeking us as a church to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That when we worship Him, then we are going to be satisfied. Then we are going to have fullness of joy. Then we are going to have vigor to realize our dreams. Then we are going to have strength for living a satisfying life, a peaceful life. I feel I'm not going to go and on, but I'm here to challenge you. Just in brief, you were created to worship God. You were created to fellowship with God. Ask your neighbor, is that your purpose? Ask them. Don't be shy. Look at them and ask them very boldly. Is that your purpose? Are you seeking after God? Or there's something that has taken the place of God? Hopefully, God has blessed you this season of Advent, where God is seeking after us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Aren't you glad that it is the Father who is calling you? It is not us, but it is the Father. At the well, as I call upon those that are going to be helping me, at the well, that woman, when she went there, Jesus was already there. As we come to this table, Jesus is already here. He wants to minister to you like she ministered to that woman who was a nobody. But there was a turnaround. She became a somebody. She became an evangelist. Look at this story. I love this story. When she went into the city and spoke to the people, they came and Jesus ministered to them. Listen to what the people say. We now believe in Christ, not because of the words that you spoke to us, but because we have seen it for ourselves. I'm inviting you into this table. See for yourself. Just like this woman, I'm going to be standing aside. She never said anything more. She just stood aside as Jesus was ministering to the other people that she had called. It is your responsibility, my brother and my sister, that when we go out there, let's go and tell the people that it doesn't matter whatever your status quo or your background, what you need is Jesus, and you point them to Jesus. Let us pray. It is a great honor, Jehovah our God, to be called your sons and your daughters, and you are not afraid to call us and own us. We want to thank you for such a time as this, that when we look back, Jehovah God, we want to thank you that you gave us our Savior, our Lord, and our soon coming King, who became our Redeemer and washed our sins away through His own blood. And because of Him, Jehovah God, you have given us the Holy Spirit, who is our guide and our inspiration, that without His inspiration and without His guidance, we are not what we are supposed to be. We are not going to save you, oh my God, in the way that we are supposed to save you. But we want to thank you that He is here today. Even in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, as we come to the table, my brothers and sisters, this is the well. I will ask those that are helping me to come forward. This is the well that God
he has given us. Just like that woman, she went to that well of Jacob. Jesus was already there. As you come forward, I encourage you, look up and see Jesus in all this, and your life will never be the same again. Amen. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, starting from verse number 23, that when Jesus, the day he was betrayed, the Bible says he took bread and he looked up to heaven and he prayed and blessed, and he said unto his disciples, eat all of you, this is my body that was broken for you. After that, he took the cup and he spoke to them and said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Drink all of you, that as you drink, you are preaching my death and resurrection till I come. So we want to follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. He looked to heaven and he prayed. I want to call your attention. These vessels are vessels that are created by men. They are made by men for men's use. We want to pray and ask God to set them apart and sanctify them for our ministration. Let us pray. Our Father, we want to thank you for this table, the table of grace, the table of love, where we have communion with you, where we partake with you, where we have fellowship with you. We want to thank you that that very night, Jesus took the bread and the cup, he looked to heaven and he prayed. Lord, we are praying for these elements, the bread and the wine. We set them apart. We pray that you sanctify them. Holy Spirit of God, we know that you are here. We know that you are flowing in this place. Come upon these elements. Let your power come upon them so that they may be the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That when we partake of them, we will receive strength. We will receive life. We will receive forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Just like my brothers and sisters that are seated here, on that very night, there were people like Judas who had betrayed Jesus. There were people like his disciples that he had denied him. Many of us, when we come to the table, we say we are not worthy. We say we cannot come and partake of the table. But let me encourage you, it is not because of our name. It is not because of our worthiness or righteousness or holiness. It is because of Jesus. He is the one who makes us worthy. He is the one who died and rose up again for us. He calls us to partake of this. Now we are going to pray and ask God for the forgiveness of our sins. Even as I pray, leading you in this prayer, if you have any sin or any grudge for any person, they may be among us here, just pray and ask God to forgive you. And God is faithful to forgive you. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you that very night you were betrayed by Judas. My Father, there were some of your disciples that also betrayed you, that also denied you. Lord, we come to you because we know that we are sinners. We need you. We need your grace. We need your love. We ask you to forgive us, Jehovah God. We sin through our hands by touching things that defile us. We sin through our legs, my Father, my God, where we run and rush to places, oh my God, that defile us. We also sin seen through our eyes. We also seen through our ears, Jehovah God. But Father, we run to you because you said if we confess our sins, you are just and faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We want to thank you that by faith we believe we have received. Amen. That very night, the Bible says, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he said to his disciples, this is my body. Eat all of you in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup. After he had blessed, he said, this is my blood in the new covenant. Partake all of you. And as you do, you are preaching the death and the resurrection of the Son of God until he comes. Amen. This is what we are going to do.